What's up, guys? Amage is back with a new episode of Code 7. We're back with this game. I'm really hyped for it. In the last episode, we went with Bear and Muffin to this facility. And today, we have an update for Muffin. We can now use while loops, which we will be checking out in a second. And after that, we have Raven's mission still available. So, there's a lot to do. There is so much to do. Right, Muffin, learn, and then we check the while loops.
The way to the exit is a bit long for a simple iteration. I'm enabling Muffin's expert mode. You can now create a while loop.
That sounds really good. Understood.
Okay, let's do it then.
New command available, while. Press space to continue. Alright, so
here you
while.
Define what the condition is.
Sounds good. So, while no wall ahead. While no
wall
ahead.
Here you define what Muffin will keep doing until the above condition is met.
Yeah, got it. You go forward. And that's basically it. Sounds good. Alright. Let's check the next tutorial. So, while. No wall right. While no wall right, you go forward. Right, so we have probably to say while no wall ahead, you go forward, and else you turn right. Yeah, alright. Okay, that was easy, thinking about it. So, basically the same,
you can
I guess.
Add commands that will be executed after the while loop has finished by writing them below the closing brackets.
Alright, that's good to know. So, while there is no wall ahead, you go forward. So, and afterwards, you turn right. Oh, wait a second, and we have to turn right. Yeah, that should... Wait. Okay. We have to go forward, and when there's a wall ahead, you turn right. What? Wait, we change this to while there is a... Wait a second. Why doesn't this work? While... Shut up. While we have a wall on our right, we go forward. And after that, we turn right. Right. While there's a wall on our right side, we go forward, and as soon as there's not anymore, we turn right and then go forward again. And that should be it. That should finally be it. Yes. Alright. That one was really easy, but took me way too long, to be honest. Okay, so we're ready for that. So, can we do anything else in here now? Okay, not really interesting. Network access. Same stuff as before. So we check our objectives. And now we infiltrate the Orion's receiver station and find out where Goski went with Raven. Let's go.
Good. We will infiltrate the Orion's receiver station, named Hermes. Our target is the computer close to a satellite which stores valuable data. Part of this data is arrival times of personnel from Mars and their connection shuttle. This is our only way to find out where Dr. Adrian Gorski might be. He left Orion shortly before the incident happened. Let's go. This is the place. All the data from Mars is being processed and forwarded here. This includes infos about shuttles to and from Orion Station. If we get access to their receiver hub, we can find out when Gorski arrived and where he went to.
Alright, let's go. How will you get in? And do we have any suspicions?
No. He could be anywhere. Gorski sold everything before leaving Earth, and he doesn't have friends or family anymore. At least none that our data hunters could find. They will not let a stranger walk into their facility. But lucky for you, I am equipped with cutting-edge disguise technology.
Okay, that's cool. Trench coat and sunglasses? Yeah, come on, let me be a little bit sassy, alright?
It's a bit more sophisticated.
Oh, I see. Hey, a bit more love for the trench coat. Raven, it was a joke.
Not again. I never get jokes. Don't do jokes. It'll just be awkward.
Okay, I got it.
I am wearing a holosuit, which allows me to change my appearance, including my clothes, face, and voice. But I need data for it to work. The more we know about someone, the better the disguise will be. There are two steps to this. Step one, find a person that I can pose as. Someone who is allowed to enter, ideally with high privileges. It's important to check that this person is not in the building, or unlikely to be on the perimeter. Usually if someone is on vacation, I pose as them and say I'm home early or my flight was canceled. Then, if you have picked a valid target, you need to gather data. The more I have, the better my disguise. 3D face files, audio files of their voice, photos of haircuts or color, what they are wearing, all these things. I need you to check the computers in this area and see if you can find anything useful.
No problem. I'll get you the data. Can't you just search social media? Alright, I think that was enough with the jokes, so I'll get you the data.
Counting on it. Let me know when you have it so I can commence infiltrating. You can create a disguise with raven.disguises.create.
Huh, nice. What about the face scan? Wait, let me... Oh no, okay, that's that. Raven, can we do with anything else with you? Browse disguises. No files created yet. Alright. Can we load any disguises? Disguise file load does not exist. Alright. Oh shit. Alright, that would be a wild... Oh, can you hide... Like, disguises have a Sawyer? No. Okay. We don't want to save any unnecessary ones right now. So, face scan. Security. Face prints. Alright, let's check this. Can't download because file system is full. Remove some files in system apps files. What? Are you serious? I don't even know what all of this is anymore. Like, seriously? Can't remove. I have no idea what I'm deleting right now. Can't remove. Why can't you remove that specific one? That's kinda weird. Alright, that should be enough, right? So, again. Download the file, alright. So get all the downloads. Alright, nice. Now we have all the face prints available. Files created yet. Alright, there's nothing new in there. Alright. So I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Let's see. So that's the face scan one. Okay, we now have to find out who we can pose as. Let's start with this one. So, check the email. New info found. Darcy Applegate, thank you for ordering 6 Exeosum Dorgod. Your order will be dispatched shortly. Dice's delivery service. I have no idea how to pronounce this shit. Cornetta Chester, or Chester Cornetta, whatever. Would you be so kind to order a couple of Dorgods right after that unfortunate incident? Okay. Newsletter, November. Okay. Nothing that wild or interesting. So let's check that one. Apps, mail. New info found, Orion's. Okay, that was the employer. I am currently on vacation until January 12th. Please direct any inquiries to the front desk. Alright. Travers. M. Travers. What is your first name? We don't know that. We don't know his first name. That's a problem. It definitely is. So let's see if we can find anything else. Out of office. M. Travers again. Okay. Oh, he received this. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Automated message. Nothing interesting. So, what about these emails? Melanie. That could be the Travers one, right? Vacation. Yes. Server administrator. Okay. Yes. They missed Travers. Yes. That's fucking perfect. Okay, so we go as Melanie Travers because she's the server administrator. That's really, really good already.
Log 1321. I discovered a security issue with the servers. Thank God the hackers haven't found that yet. I don't want another 2109. I'm going to fix this as soon as possible.
Hello, this is Travers. Whatever they find about me, say about me, it's wrong. I'm not a criminal, I'm not.
Are you sure about that? We will change that. You will be one after we're done with your computer. I promise that. So, check the last email. Dear Mr. Carnetto, to all supervisors. New info found. Suspended. Miss Travers is misusing her position to obtain confidential information about the company and selling it to competitors. I have already contacted our lawyers and we'll discuss further actions. Since she is working in your department, make sure that she is suspended immediately. Okay, fuck. She is suspended, so we might need to go as Mr. Cornetta. I'm not sure, to be honest. Alright, that's a little bit shitty now. Chester Cornetta, so we should not go as Melanie Travers because we will get kicked our asses immediately. We will go as him. Wait, is he around? I'm not sure. I have to reread real quick. I'm sorry. Alright, since I am not really sure what to use, we will go with the boss. I guess. Chester Cornetta. Alright. Just this. 3D face file. Alright. So.
Wait. Cornetta? That's the manager of the facility. That'd be an excellent disguise, but are you sure he's not in there right now?
I don't know.
He's not safe to shapeshift into. I don't want to bump into him. Find someone else, please.
Okay. As you wish. No suitable disguise info available. Okay. Well, that's too bad. That's really not a good idea.
And do you know if this person is safe to pose as? Do you know she won't be in the building? That I won't bump into her? People usually don't take it well if a person happens to be there twice.
Well, she's on vacation.
Good. I can work with that. Disguise has been activated. Are you sure you've got everything that we might need about that person?
Well, to be honest, she's been fired?
That might be a problem. I'm trying it anyway. Maybe the staff doesn't know yet. Let's begin infiltration.
I really hope so. That's the best person we have as a disguise.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, hello, Mrs. Travers. I thought you were gone for a while.
Listen, I know I've been suspended and shouldn't be here. I don't want to cause any more trouble, but I just need to get one or two of my things. I promise I'll be out of your hair in no time.
I see. What is it I can help you with?
I'll just quickly rush inside, get my things, and be gone, okay?
I'm truly sorry, but I'm not allowed to let you in. Very sorry. Mr. Carnetta has been very clear about that.
Yeah, her name is Darcy Applegate.
Oh, Darcy, come on. We're friends, aren't we? I'll be quick, I promise.
I wish I could, Melanie, but...
Hey, I'm having early lunch today. See you in an hour. Can you hand these papers to the boss? Thank you.
Consider it done, Mr. Palachico. Enjoy your lunch. I'm sorry, Melanie, but you have been suspended and are not allowed on the perimeter. I'll have to inform Mr. Carnetta. Please wait in the lounge. I don't want to get in trouble for this.
Well, it is how it is.
All right, we have to get out of here.
No, we stay. Remember, we are not the ones in trouble. Yet. The more we can learn, the better.
That's right, actually.
Nice lounge. Good furniture distribution. Maybe I can... She locked us in remotely. Clever woman.
Clever woman. Sorry, I could have done better. Are you enjoying this recruit? I could have done better. I'm sorry.
Travers was the only viable option. I'm used to working with what I have. This Palachico is out for lunch. That gives us a 30 to 60 minute window.
I Good idea.
Him when he was talking, but I wasn't quick enough to get a scan of his face. I'm adding the voice print and what he is wearing.
Voice print recorded.
I need his face print, though. Did you happen to find it?
Yes, got it.
Then create a Palachico disguise, add all the files, and load it.
Sure. Octavo, what's that? Ooh, let's check that first. Let's see what we can learn, maybe. I need all the info we can get. Okay, that's nothing, and now we can... No connections. So, now we can go to that one. Oh, we've checked that one already. Right? Yeah. Okay. So, that means... This guy says create... Palachico. Save as Palachico. So we have a file, we have a voice print, we have clothes, and we have pants and shirts. And... Nope! Shit! That one.
For our stage design.
Why did you do
Watch
that?
The sea, rookie. Let the theater begin.
Mrs. Travers, I hope there's a good reason for... Where is she? You said she was in the lounge. Did you see her, Kaylee?
Yes, I did. I was just heading out for lunch when I heard noise from the lounge. I came back to check what's going on and just found this window shattered.
I can't believe it. She escaped? This woman is nothing but trouble. I always said it.
Don't worry about Travers. We've got it on camera. I'll have my lawyers taking care of her tomorrow. First corporate espionage and now vandalism. That woman has it coming.
I'm sorry you got mixed up in all this, Mr. Palakiko. Please enjoy your lunch. I'll clean up this mess.
Actually, I lost my appetite. I think I'll go over some numbers again. Thank you. If they only knew I disabled the camera. A shame.
A shame. That was impressive, weren't you, Scout? That was impressive. Let's give credit where credit's due, right?
Thank you. But that was nothing. Usually I study the target person for weeks, but we're short on time right now, so improvising is key. We're more or less free to roam the facility, so let's get started. Does the map show you any locations worth checking out? If I wander around, I might raise suspicion. Better give me coordinates so I can walk with purpose, as if I actually work here.
Sounds good. Data hub. Yeah, we know we should go to the archive for now and check it first. Then we go to the server and then we check the data.
This must be their archive. Lots of binders and reports. Might be worth looking around. Most of it is useless information. Numbers, tax reports. Let me check the project reports. Architecture Enhancement Project, 2.45 billion euros. Development of high-tech, flexible structures for multiple uses. Prototyping phase ended last year. Hapras Investment Project, 1.89 million euros. Improving private infrastructure in New Berlin, London, Moscow, Seoul. Contracts end in 2119. What's this? Unit Zero Project, 18.1 billion euros. Test phase running until 2114. Why are they trying to create the Unit Zero? It's such a waste of resources.
What's Unit Zero?
Unit Zero is the concept of a robot, sorry, Novus, who can pass the Turing test. A Novus who looks and acts exactly like a human. But that's impossible. You can always tell. No matter how real they look or how well-programmed they are, if you look them in the eyes, you can sense something's off. Nobody has figured out yet how to successfully emulate emotions, let alone artificially reciprocate them. They can't feel. It's just not how they work. It's always just a simulation.
Well, I don't know. I believe they
Believe
can.
All you want. I won't until someone shows me one that works. This is the security computer. In the archive room? Why would they... It doesn't fit. It has a totally different purpose. Maybe I should write them an anonymous complaint.
Well, limited rooms, I guess.
Work with what you have. It's just priorities, structure. This is Palakiko's desk. More binders and documents, security-related stuff mostly. There's a little wooden box too. It's full of photos of him and a little girl. He's got a daughter around 9, judging by these pictures. He must love her dearly. There are easily at least 16 photos of her. I had a box like this when I was a kid, not a long time ago. My parents gave it to me. It's the only thing I remember of them.
What happened to them? Do you still have it? You grew up without parents. What happened to them?
They were killed during a bombing. Or so people told me. I was born in a war zone. Hiding, fighting, lying is all I ever knew. My memory is a blur. I have forgotten most of it. Only this box remains. We were at the beach. It was dawn. My parents handed it to me. A little box. It had a number lock. I never figured out how to open it. My parents died during an attack one day later. The EIU was in the area, rescuing civilians. They took me in, raised me, trained me, gave my life a purpose. I never found out what was in that box, or what happened to it. That's not important. It's just a thing. Come on. We've got more important matters to attend to.
Come on, there was definitely something important in there. Like, at least for you, I guess. So let's check that. Raised security levels, okay, not that interesting. N. Yes, fine, I'm dating a Nova. So what? Whoa, okay, wow, that's weird. How does it even work? I mean, did I say something wrong? And? I don't know, just that the first comment is always that. Sex. As if nothing else matters. Forget I said anything. I apologize. Alright. Yo, Kaylee, are we still meeting for poker tonight? Ah, shit, I forgot to ask them. Let me ask them and I'll answer you later. Sure. If we meet, make sure to bring the good beer, the one from last time. Will do, Nelly. Still waiting on answers. Really hope we don't have to skip poker night again. Same. Same. Any interesting emails? How did you do it? Connector, receiver, hub, access restriction, security office. We know that already. Alright. So, we don't have to inspect anything, so let's move to the server. There's so little people in this whole area. There were like two blue dots. That was it. Why are there only two people working in there?
Server room of this facility. There's not much to go with. It's mostly hardware and some documents. There's a note from Palakiko on the wall. Amazing how sticky notes survived the rise of technology.
Sticky notes are the cockroaches of office supplies.
I don't get it. Well, the note reads, increased identity validation at receiver room door. Prepare personal information. Shh. Looks like we have to do more data scavenging.
No problem. Happy to do so.
These are Ortel X3 Quantum servers. They used to be cutting edge, but now they're a notch behind. I'd expect a company like Orion's to be more up to date. They are storing a lot of data here, but it's all encrypted, and we're lacking the necessary tools to decrypt it. The most recent files are from 2 weeks ago, which means the logs that we need are not stored here yet. They're still on the satellite receiver computer. A gray server room. 18 servers distributed over 3 rows, and let me check. This is fantastic! Each space precisely 50 centimeters apart, while behind me are an equal 6 cooling units perfectly centered against the wall. This is a nice room. They're digital, on this haypad. Mostly patch notes, protocols, and... these files are all badly corrupted.
How can they get corrupted? Maybe someone sabotaged them, nothing can be saved? Can nothing be saved?
There are ways to recover the files, but we neither have the tools nor the time to do that now.
Alright, got it. Got it. So, let's check this. KPAI settings, IT next week stuff, customer support. I'm really sorry that I'm not reading everything. Everything that's important goes into our database automatically, but I think I would spend half the time just reading this stuff, as interesting as it is. If you want to read it, just hit pause real quick. So let's check the files. Authenticator. Okay. I have no idea. Ah, okay. Nothing is okay. I don't know what this is for. List print protocol. Two-step verification software. Copyright. Shit. Need to upgrade system. Following problems force us to go to 1.98. Okay. So, onto the data hub. Ah, shit. No. Move to data hub. Let's see what we can do in there.
Welcome. I'm the Master Encryption Technology Assistant, but you can call me Nada. Because of the Illusion, Incident Administration has issued increased identity checks to detect spies and shapeshifters. Henceforth, I will ask you additional questions to prove your identity. I have always wanted to use the word henceforth. It's great. Welcome,
Mr. Palakiko.
That was an impressive amount of time you spent on the toilet this morning. Just kidding. 34 minutes is your average. Please confirm your voice. Thank you.
Voice print received.
Your voice is still the same. Congratulations. Now I need some personal information to verify your identity. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Go ahead. Ask.
Oh, it's up to you. Tell me 3 personal things of your choice. Like your favorite movie. Your birthday, the name of your firstborn child, what you had for breakfast, Your latest travel destination. The length of your...
I get it.
Favorite pencil. Please don't interrupt. Anyways, tell me three personal things.
Of course, we do. Oh, his birthday.
My birthday is June 8th, 2070. Do you also want my blood sample and a copy of my personal records?
That's correct. No need. I've already got both. I'm currently growing a clone of you in the basement. Kidding. Or am I?
Holy shit, this thing is freaking me out.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
This thing is freaking me so much out. Holy shit.
I have a daughter. How do you have personal information about employees?
At Orient, we value your security, not your privacy. I mean, you all accepted our terms and conditions, yes? Sorry for the inconvenience.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
I hate this AI so much.
Same. Same.
Martinez and I are meeting for some poker tonight.
Yes, that was correct. And I accept poker as an answer, even though it is totally not poker that you are playing. How would I know that, right? And even if I did, I would never tell your wife, especially not including video footage.
Holy fucking shit.
I should disable you.
Be nice. Sorry for the inconvenience.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
You told me three personal things. You may enter.
Finally. Alright, we're in. First things first. Where is it? Ah, there we go. Security disabled.
Oh, you touched me. Please don't do that. I'm
oh, come
the
on.
Now.
Why?
Error code. G151.
I am sorry, but unfortunately, I couldn't call security. If you'd be so nice and call security yourself.
Of course.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
What a weird AI.
Haven't met an AI yet that wasn't weird.
Hey, are you calling me weird?
Yes, I am.
Alright,
fair. Just means special. Special. So are you. I hope you called security by now.
Of course we did, honey.
The data we need is on the central computer, which is password protected. Now your skill is needed. Get me access to that computer.
Sure thing. So. Login. Oh shit. So, wait a second. File permissions. Message in a bottle. Read, yes. Right? No. Alright, that's weird. Oh, wait, files, documents, alright. Hi, this is a secret message just for you. Wonderful that you found it. Orion Security is really special, isn't it? That kinda cuts it. Don't be afraid of what's to come. Everything is going to be alright. Trust me. A friend. Hopefully. Okay. That was it, right? With the authenticators. Yes. Alright, I really should read this stuff more. This is really funny. Someone is always fucking with the humor setting of the AI. That's why she is like this. I'm just trying to figure out how to read this. How to read these permissions. Like how to read these authenticators, I don't know. Alright, I finally figured it out. Holy shit. Okay, that was... To get behind how it works took me a while, I have to admit that. Okay, so, the first question was... Actually, it's kinda easy, but it took me a while to get behind the reason of it. So the first thing was G, C, Y. The second one was C, L, H. So, 860 was for G, C, Y, meaning the 8 is for the... So G is 8, C is 6, and Y is 0. For the second one, 643. And CLH means C is 6, L was 4, H was 3. Now, we have to solve H, S, C. We know from the second one... You can't see that I'm pointing towards my screen. Where I'm pointing towards my screen. So that means we know from the first two that the C is 6 and the H is 3. So we have 3 question mark because we don't know S yet. H is 3, S we don't know, and C is 6. And there's only one thing with 376, and that's Jin BD. And I really, really hope that my logic is correct and that Jin BD is the correct solution for this. It has to be.
Well done. I'm
yes.
In. Collecting all the data.
No! Don't touch the data! I'm still repairing the damage the Batman left!
What Batman?
Wait. What Batman?
His name was...
Soli.
He came with the last update from Mars.
His name was Soli.
Destroyed a lot, but I could contain it. Mostly. Nobody said thank you.
Where did Soli go?
I don't know. He left in a hurry over an outgoing network connection. He asked...
Where is the Unit Zero?
Unit Zero? Why would he... He must have seen the project documents as well. What does he want with it? Assuming it even exists. Seems as if he sent a copy of himself to Earth before we cut the connection and deleted him. Well, it can't be helped. It's not our mission anymore.
You can't just ignore this. Whatever he's up to, it's bad. Did you get everything? Well, I think if you can't just ignore this, we will hit death ears. So... Did you get everything?
Almost. I'm downloading the last bit. Come on. The data transfer stopped. Maida, are you blocking me?
Yes. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
I can't let you take my favorite data.
Well,
tough luck. Your favorite data.
I'm going to take it, even if I have to use drastic measures.
Right.
Out.
Shit. What did you do to Mater?
I used an admin crusher. Nasty program. Probably messed up the AI, but I don't care.
Sorry for the inconvenience. Our little struggle seems to have caused a little malfunction and a data leak just as our newsletter went out. Long story short, I was sent out with that newsletter, so I'm scattered all around the city now. Yay! Sightseeing. I always wanted to see the world. This is exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm leaving.
I hope we'll meet again soon.
I don't. Let's go.
Dr. Ware got an achievement. Nice.
I've acquired the travel data from the satellite station. I can pinpoint Gorski's location once I've gone through everything. Additionally, I might have unleashed an obnoxious AI onto the city.
What?
Yeah. Raven stole the AI's favorite data. The AI took a liking to him. Well, we stole...
Did you at least apologize?
I don't want to talk about it. I hope I never have to see her again. Anyways,
I'm sure we will see her again.
He was asking about Unit Zero and left to God knows where.
Unit Zero? Why would he... I mean,
That doesn't make any sense. Even if they existed, what does he want with them?
My thoughts exactly. But whatever he wants, we need to follow the Phantom Plague. I will skim through the shuttle data now.
Something just popped up. Looks like a lead.
You're right. Mysterious deaths in a gang hideout. Rumors that it's haunted. Yes, could be cases of the Phantom Plague.
Look here, several gangs reported the same thing. Some went to scavenge and didn't return. This sounds like a solid reason to go investigate. Let me do a quick triangulation. The locations where the rumors are spreading. All right, I got an area.
That street? That can only be Paranoia Theater. The Dark Dragon's gang's place to let Novi fight each other.
Who are the Dark Dragons?
One of the larger gangs of New Berlin. Pretty organized, and they have a wide network. They are known for abducting Novi.
I'm going there. Even if it turns out to be an empty clue, I can at least shut down their operation.
Okay, but be careful. Promise me not to risk your own life just to spare a Novus, okay? They are trained to kill.
You know I can't promise you that, Raven.
She's right, Bear.
See? Even the AI agrees.
I'm not
Anyways,
just an AI.
I'll be back looking for Gorski's hiding location.
Day two.
The bathroom in this place really is the worst. Nothing is centered.
Oh, Raven.
What?
Oh, Raven.
Nothing. I love you.
That was kind of sweet. Do we have anything new for Muffin? No. We didn't even need the wire loops. Unfortunately. Rabbit Rabbit's Remarkable Reports number 1. We're back from the Ryan's Moon. That's still the same, right? It seems like it. Let's see. Is there anything interesting? Jukebox. I don't want any music right now.
Ouch. When did that bruise happen?
The way you're always throwing yourself behind cover. I'm surprised that you don't have more.
That was hard. So... right, nothing new on there. And that one's the left, right? Alright, okay. Nothing new in there. Find the Dark Dragon's hideout and investigate potential Phantom Plague leads.
There's tea in this cabinet. I'm going to brew us some.
You go ahead and do that. For now, I will end this episode right here. I'm sorry if it gets a little bit shorter. I recorded 1 hour. I'm really curious how long this episode will be, because there will be a lot to cut out, because I was so stupid in solving some of these riddles. Took me forever. I'm really sorry for that. But we will take this new mission on in the new episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the like button, leave me a comment, don't forget to subscribe for more Code 7 content, and I will see you in the next episode of Code 7. See ya!